another setback today for the Pentagon's planned missile defense system. During a test, an interceptor missile shut itself down before it left its silo. The Pentagon's Missile Defense Agency says that happened because of an anomaly of unknown origin.
Philip Coyle is a senior advisor for the Center for Defense Information, and he was chief weapons tester for the Pentagon between 1994 and 2001. Mr. Coyle, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Could you tell us what was supposed to have happened in this test and what went wrong?
What was supposed to have happened was a target was launched, a target missile pretending to be an enemy missile was launched from Kodiak Island up in Alaska. Down towards Kwajalein, another atoll in the South Pacific, and an interceptor there at Kwajalein was supposed to have been launched from a silo and was supposed to hit the target missile or at least come pretty close. What happened was the target missile launched okay, but the interceptor never got off the ground.
And any idea what caused that failure?
The Missile Defense Agency isn't saying yet. But obviously, this is a very serious setback for the program. They have not been able to do a flight intercept test for 2 years. The last one 2 years ago also failed. So this is another failure which the program doesn't want or need.
Well, as you say, this is the first test in 2 years. Why have there not been more tests?
There should have been, and the Missile Defense Agency has promised that there would be. But President Bush decided that he wanted to start deploying this system before it was ready, and his order caused the bottom to fall out of the testing schedule, and all of the priority went to deploying the system in Alaska rather than developing it.
You noted that this is a setback for the program. What does this mean?
Well, it's been taking the program so long between tests that it means there's probably going to be more delay. They've got 20 or 30 tests of the general sort that they were trying to do here most recently still to go. And if they take a year or two between these tests, it could take them 20 or 30 or 40 years to complete the testing program.
Mr. Coyle, you've been a frequent critic of the program. Do you think that it can be made to work eventually?
I support defense research in general and missile defense research and development in particular. But I think this deployment in Alaska has been rushed and has not been justified by the results so far.
Now, those who support missile defense say that the U.S. is vulnerable, that there is currently no defense against an incoming missile. And so if the U.S. is vulnerable, what would it take to create a missile defense program that was dependable and reliable?
Well, first of all, it's not true that we have no defense. Let's take North Korea, for example. If we saw that North Korea was building an intercontinental ballistic missile, these are huge things that appeared to have the range to reach the United States, we wouldn't wait to see if we could shoot it down in space when it's going 15,000 miles an hour. Our military commanders in South Korea would want to blow it up on the ground as soon as they saw that North Korea was doing something like that.
But, you know, you're talking about defense that would rely on the gathering of intelligence, and as we've seen, that's something that is not always precise.
Well, that's certainly true. But in the case of ICBMs, these are huge systems that are launched from fixed launch facilities that are highly visible. And so we would see a facility like this being constructed.
Was this test a threshold test in some way that it would set the stage for sort of the program then moving on to the next phase?
Yes. The Pentagon and the Missile Defense Agency predicted that they would have a new operational capability here by the end of this calendar year. But I never understood how they could declare that they had such a capability because the major pieces of the system are missing. And so with many of the pieces missing, I never could see how they could declare a real capability.
Philip Coyle, thanks for talking to us.
It's my pleasure.
Philip Coyle is a senior advisor for the Center for Defense Information. He was also chief weapons tester for the Pentagon between 1994 and 2001.